Here's an interesting question from Bhakta Anton in Ukraine. I'm a brahmachari who lives at the temple and need to attain prema, pure love of Krishna, and live in Vrindavan with gopis as our acharyas. How I can get your mercy, take shelter of Radha Kund, and execute devotional service there throughout my life. This is the purpose of my life, as the conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita. Hare Krishna. Well, that's a nice aspiration to attain prema, to go back to Godhead. However, Goswami advises that one should live on the banks of Radha Kund. He also advises a lot of other things. He also did a lot of other things. That show that in order to qualify ourselves for living on the banks of the Radha Kund in our spiritual bodies, then we need to first go through the process of purification that Srila Prabhupada gave us, live in our temples, learn how to chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, read and study Srila Prabhupada's books very intensely, and do some service to gain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And in the meantime, we can live in Vrindavan and on the banks of Radha Kund in our consciousness by thinking about that. Because if we can't attain that type of meditation while we're here in the West, then when we're in Radha Kund, we're going to be distracted by all kinds of other thoughts, or the same thoughts that we're being distracted here. Radha Kund is not going to fix our mind on Krishna's pastimes. But rather, if the mind is already controlled, and if one is absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, then Radha Kund is the most conducive place for that type of meditation to take place. Although, as it's also said in everywhere where this Tishta Vraji is being stated, living in Vrindavan, it's always qualified by Jiva Goswami, by Srila Prabhupada, by others, that if for some reason physically you can't live in Vrindavan, then live mentally. That one should be absorbed, because ultimately Krishna consciousness is Manodharma. It's the religion of the mind. It requires inner absorption and meditation on Krishna's pastimes. And as mentioned earlier, if one can't live in Vrindavan in one's mind, then when one physically lives in Vrindavan, he won't be there either. So, Adhikar, yes, the goal of life is being described in the end of Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, but that's the end of Upadeshamrita, and Upadeshamrita also has a beginning. And it starts off with Vachu Vegam, Nisakuda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam. So, Bhakta, who's asking the question, then he should see, well, is my speech control, Vachu Vegam, Manasakruda Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Virapashta Vegam, and so many other things which we find here, that Shushushana Bhajanam Viginam Manonya, that can one chant the holy names with sweet affection. These are all part and parcel of the whole process of Upadeshamrita. And we should go through all the stages that Rupa Goswami gives us. And then Krishna consciousness takes its natural course. We certainly need to have the desire, and that's a laudable desire. But at the same time, Goswami also tells us that we should be patient. We should be patient, because if we try to prematurely jump ahead, then we may cause ourselves more harm than we're actually going to do good. So, by all means, we should be very determined to attain success, but we should also be very intelligent, know what the means for attaining success in spiritual life is, how to attain prema, how to go back home, back to Godhead. Without a doubt, that's what we want to do. But we have to do it the right way. And we can't just all of a sudden think that we're going to start at the top and keep on going from there. Rather, we should start at the beginning. Hare Krishna.